Those looking for love, combining love, and finding love again. Stay tuned as we journey down the pathway of the happily ever after with our celebrity host, Dame Nicole Brandon, the world's top expert in love and having it all.
This is Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Hourglass Bride and Bridal Talk Radio. It's such an honor and a privilege and a joy to be here today. We have so much to talk about. But before we begin, I'm going to try something we have not done before. I'm going to try to patch us in to actually an event that's going on this very moment tonight with Anastasia Tsopolis. She is a scientist of the mind, and the way that she teaches relationships and love, it's just incredible. She's been a guest on many of our shows, and tonight she's doing a workshop, and people that have just all over the world are participating in this, and I'm going to try to patch us in. If for any reason we don't jump into the call, I'll be back with you, and we will do the second half of the show first, and then we will have tech people be able to patch us in later on, because I would love you to experience her work and her brilliance and her light. So hang on and let's see if we can all do this together. That would just be amazing. She's one of my favorite guests of all time, and I truly, truly believe that she has a brilliance in relationships like very few people here on the planet. Looks like we've got her coming in, which would just be brilliant. That would be so incredible. So as we try to get her, I will go ahead and I will share with you some of the genius and some of the brilliance as we're coming up on this amazing, incredible and stellar holiday season, which for me is always such a phenomenal and such a blessing time. As you may remember, I teach a class that's called How to Lose Weight During the Holidays. And my How to Lose Weight During the Holidays class has become so popular internationally that now we are doing this class online. We are doing it in workshops at hotels worldwide. And if you are interested in a How to Lose Weight During the Holidays class, please make sure you let me know by sending me a personal email to Nicole@NicoleBrandonWorldwide.com. So really easy, Nicole@NicoleBrandonWorldwide.com. And I am happy to be able to work with you and to share with you all this information and to steer you either to an online or in-person class, how you actually can have the body of your dreams and lose weight, feel energetic, sexy, passionate, pleasure, play, all of that during the holiday season. Instead of gaining weight, yes, you really can have indeed the body of your dreams. And as we're starting this show and trying to connect with Anastasia, people have been writing in and asking me about my Transform Your Life program, Transform Your Body and Transform Your Life. And I'm happy to go through some of those steps and stages. And so today I thought would be a learning day, that I'm happy to go through this process with you as well as patch you into Anastasia, because I really think that her work is just so important for each and every one of you. And I absolutely love that we have the opportunity to do that here. The Transform Your Body, Transform Your Life program really works for each individual person. What are the right exercises for you? What are the right foods for you? What is your body yearning for, longing for, desiring for, needing? And how do you go about guiding that body? When you were a child, you did it absolutely naturally. You would say, I love ballet. I don't like ballet. I want to play soccer. I want to play tennis. Your body knew it wanted to climb. It wanted to jump. It wanted to hula hoop. It wanted to do hopscotch, whatever. It wanted to be tickled. You wanted to laugh. You wanted to play with puppies. You wanted to be afraid of puppies. You wanted to be with butterflies. You knew exactly what you wanted to do. And somehow as an adult, we're not sure what to do with our bodies, ourselves, our lives, or our food. And so I'm here to help guide you do that. And the very first thing I want to know if you are working with me or in any kind of a program, I want to take you back to when you were in a nursery, when you were in a crib. And it's really important information to me. If you had a mobile above your bed or above your crib, if you had something that you were reaching for, if you remember people that were leaning in and you were reaching for those people, that's really important information. It's important information to know whether there was a hardwood floor in the nursery or whether carpet. So whether sounds and movement and motion are connected for you. If you had drapes, if you had shutters, if you had windows, and if there was light as you were learning to roll over, as you were learning to find your toes, as you were learning to sit, all of these things are important in movement. The color of your nursery, and if you don't remember, I ask that you think deep within inside yourself, and if you today were creating a nursery for the baby you, what would you have? What color would it be? Would there be pictures on the wall? Would you have carpet on the floor? Would you have shutters? Would you have shades? I want you to create what feels right for you, because instinctually you know the way that your body learned to move and their surroundings that were around you. I also want to know if you had like one of the little bouncy things, or if you would swing back and forth. And so all of that is really vital and really important information, and I would love to be able to be connected for that with you and for you, because whether you were going up and down or backwards and forwards, all of that is how your body now rocks, how your body now stands. That lets me know if you have pressure in your back. That lets me know if you are leading with your chest, with your third eye, if you sit back, if you allow the opening of your chakras, of your space. All of this is vital information in your health and wellness as an adult and as a woman or as a man today. Then I also want to know if you crawled and then walked, and at what age you were crawling and walking. Like for me, I never crawled. I just learned to walk, which was kind of a miracle. My body knew how to do that. And if you had bicycles and tricycles and things of that sort, I want to know motion that you were used to, if you were used to swings or monkey bars or how your body moved about. All of these become important factors when we're looking at an adult body and diet and nutrition and health. How your body moves, the way it natural propensity sexually, that's going to help, as far as if you know what the motion that your body is naturally drawn to and capable of doing. All of these keys and tools and techniques help uncover and discover and redesign your life for the kind of beauty and grace and passion and bliss and unbridled happiness that you are looking and longing for all of your life. All of these things. I want to know if you played any team sports. That's correct. If you played team sports, and if you did play team sports, were you the captain? Were you the leader of the team sport? Were you someone that sat on the bench? Were you someone that was played? Did you play from one team to another team? Did you cheerlead in a team? Is it important for you to succeed as a business person, as an entrepreneur, as a wife, as a mother, as a community leader, as somebody that is a humanitarian? Is it important to you that you have a team in order to succeed? If you grew up and you were drawn to teams, team sports, then is it important today? Think about this, that you have a team around you for you to succeed. Do you have uniforms? Were you always in your little ballet tutu? Were you always in your soccer outfit? Were you always in your gymnastic uniforms? Were you always wearing your jacket, you know, that had your insignia from your gymnastics team or from your volleyball team or the swim team or whatever you were playing? If you were used to being in uniforms, and it was important for you to to let people know who you were and what you were doing by those uniforms, by those sports, then isn't important today how you dress for success? Is it important how you dress your children? Do they always have to look a certain way? Does their hair have to be braided or in ribbons? Or does your man have to have a suit and a tie or golfer when he's golfing? And does he need athletic wear when he's working out? And do you want him in jeans when you're hiking? Is the way that somebody dresses for success important to you? And does that hold a key for you in movement? If you are going to work out, if you are going to lose weight, if you are going to have wild, unbridled sex with your lover, do you need to be in a lingerie, in the right outfit, in the right slippers, in the right underwear, in the right whatever? Is what you wear important to your success in any area or any arena in life? And I know we're going to a break right now, but all of this is something for you to think about as you talk about transforming your body and transforming your life, how we find the keys to the right fitness, the right diet, the right health, the right nutrition for everything in your life. All of that joy, all of that happiness, all of the wonderment. And if all of those keys are lining up inside of you, and I am happy to help you uncover them, and yes, there is more, you really can lead and live the life of your dreams. The life that you've always desired. You can have the right body type. You can have a little waist. You can have a long neck. You can have a small wrist. You can have the legs you desire. Everything can be exactly the body.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today. So you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times.
Well, hi, it's Nicole Brandon, and we are back on Hourglass Bride, and we are trying to get into Anastasia Chopalis's incredible workshop, and I would love for you to be able to hear her work today. And so I'm certainly hoping that we're able to bring her on for you, because truly her work is absolutely stellar, incredible, and something that I love to share with all of you. It really is a blessing. And she works through relationships in a completely different way than than anyone I've ever had the joy to experience and to be able to live and flourish and energize a relationship and surge a relationship in such a positive way. And if for any reason we can't connect to her show, I promise you I will bring her on as a guest because she truly is such a special and such a spectacular being. And as we were talking about how to transform your body and transform your life and the how to lose weight during the holidays program, I was going through some of the simple things from the childhood. And it's amazing. We don't even realize the messages that people had. I have somebody that I was working with, and she was in Malta. And when she was a little girl, she was telling me how beautiful she was and all the dresses that she had and everything that she had that was so special and so spectacular and so gorgeous. And then when we got to when she was 11 years old, she was telling me how beautiful her aunt was. And I realized that somewhere between 7 and 9 and 11 years old, she stopped being beautiful inside and now beauty was on the outside. And as we started uncovering, as I'm doing with you, some of the things in her childhood and some of the things in her life, she told me that her sister told her that she had fat, yes, F-A-T, fat, not skinny, fat, fat feet. And that her feet were ugly and that she had fat feet. And her sister would tease her all the time and say how she had fat feet. And that stuck in her mind, in her brain, in her consciousness. And from that point forward, she was never able to be able to take a stand for herself. She was in a terribly abusive relationship with a man. She had been beaten brutally, and she was never able to speak up, stand in her truth. And the minute that we unraveled, we don't even realize these messages that somebody, her sister, had told her that she had fat feet, that she hated her feet and couldn't take a stand. And the minute we reversed that concept and opened that and what that looked like, it's amazing. Now she is an advocate. She is healthy. She's in a loving relationship. She has children. Her whole life flipped. And she really has the life and the body of her dreams. She's extraordinary. A client I worked with who had a bicycle and he was never allowed to cross the street so he could never get to where he was going. Or somebody that I worked with that they had a mean older brother and every time they were on the seesaw, their brother would get off and they'd come crashing down. And so every time they were feeling good, they set up scenarios, they were crashing down in their life. And so what scenarios are in your mind, in your consciousness? What is embedded in there? What are the messages that you have been riding with? What are the messages that have been in your life that you now have an awareness for, that you now have a new fangled way of seeing and living your life and opening the doorway to the kind of life you always knew was possible? And so when I work with people and we go through their childhood and we go through the how you got to where you are right now, if you were a child and you won prizes and you won awards and you had trophies everywhere and you had ribbons from, you know, swimming, or you had ribbons from, you were an equestrian from showing horses, or you had a whole line of trophies, whether they be from bowling or whether they be from whatever sport that you were playing at that time, or you were Little Miss this or Little Miss that, or, you know, as I was in all these pageants and had crowns and trophies and banners and all sorts of things, then is it important to you today? Think about this. Is it important to you today to be recognized for your achievements and your accomplishments? Is it important to you to win Employee of the Month, to be best mom or best dad, or to be recognized by your organization for your work, to have your name in a newspaper, or to have your name in a program? Or is it important that you run a marathon and that you cross the finish line? Is it important that you run for charity and that you collect money for a charity? Is recognition to you important to your body's health and wellness and success. So these are all things that we can look at. Your babyhood, when you were in a crib, did you have a mobile above your bed? Were you reaching for things? Did you learn to reach your dreams, reach your goals, reach your beloved, reach your happiness, reach someone's heart? Is reaching part of your natural process? Sounds. Are sounds associated, whether that be carpet or hardwood floors or tile, a clickety-click? Are sounds important to what you understand in movement? Is it important that you have boots, that you have clickety-clickety-clickety heels that make you feel sexy? Is it important that you belly dance and have the bangles and beads? Is movement and life and happiness associated with certain sounds for you, or light, or textures, or colors, or tones? So all of these things, as you go through your life, when you go through the foods, and I start working with you on how you eat and what you eat and what you choose and why you choose it, I don't want to take anything away from you. I am not here. If we are one with all things is absolutely all things. All things is not all things except for hot fudge sundaes, or all things except for banana splits, or all things except for yogurt. All things is all things, but it's knowing your body, understanding food. My friend Eric Edmeads has a program called the Wild Fit Diet that teaches what the Bushmen understood from the nutrients and the vitalization and the radiance that your body requires. And there are programs in which you can learn your own body in a way that you never knew it before. And your body will tell you it wants salt. Your body will tell you it needs a carbohydrate. Your body will tell you that this particular food turns you on, makes you feel sexy, makes your come sweet, makes whatever that is, makes your orgasms better, makes your time together luscious, makes your milk fuller, richer, sweeter for the baby, whatever that is. Your body lets you know what you need. And it's learning to listen to your body, learning to know the right exercises, whether it's fencing or whether it's playing soccer or whether it's running or water polo or water aerobics or whatever that exercise is, that is the proper exercise and the one that your body yearns for, that's going to make your body feel incredible, that you leave a Pilates class or you feel a yoga class or you leave water aerobics or you just ran a mile and you feel like a million bucks. And happiness is poured into you in a very different way than it ever was before. And so when you know that your body is longing for protein, and whether that's sushi or whether that's steak or whatever that is that your body is looking for at that moment, your chicken, your turkey, your body can tell you exclusively. You can get it down to the fact that a ribeye is better than a porterhouse. That when you have this food, you have more energy. When you have this food, it helps you relax. When you have this food, you get a million errands done. When you have this food, it helps you close a deal. And when you learn to literally, almost like a sculptor, literally carve your body. If you say, I always wanted a waist that looks like this, and you don't need a plastic surgeon, you can create the body of your dreams in your life today. I always wanted legs that look like this. I always knew that my body has this strength. I always knew I had strong legs, and with those strong legs, you know, when I work with people, and I used to teach kids gymnastics, I would look at children as if they were silverware, truthfully, and people used to laugh at me, but that's always what I do. I look and say, is someone a knife, a fork, or a spoon? And if they are a knife body, if they have a straight body, they're a spoon body and they have really strong legs. Or like me, if they're a fork body and their body literally is just flexible. And when you can look at the design of someone's body and say, these are the things the body loves. The body loves running. The body loves jumping. The body loves anything that has to do with flexibility and hanging, playing twister, whatever. As a child, you want to take yoga. When you know what lusciousness your body longs for, and you give it what it desires, and you answer that call, that bell inside of you, and then from that, like the strong roots of a tree and the base of a tree, you start branching out and say, oh, let me try windsurfing, or oh, let me try canoeing. And there are ways that you connect the muscles that you love to that new sport, to that new sexual position, to that new thing that you would like to try, or that you desire, or that you've thought about, or that might feel good, or a food that you might just say, oh, I'd just like to try that once. I have no idea what that is, but I'm in another country, I'm in another place, I'm in another space, and I heard this is good for you, or whatever. I read this article, I'm going to give it a go. And if it comes from this strength place inside of you, the place that you know that all of your potential, all of your visions, all of your dreams, all of your happiness, all of your euphoria, all of your joy, there in that center place, and it's from there that you are birthing anew. It is from there that you were exploring what you've never explored before. It is from there that you are tasting the essence of life. You could have it all. And first you have to know what it is that your body dreams of, desires, yearns for, wants, longs for. And so I'm happy to help you find those places inside yourself to transform your body. We're here.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Simone Milicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Well, hi, it's Nicole Brandon, and we are back on Hourglass Drive. And we are still trying to get on to Anastasia Chopoulos, and let's see if we can get on her call, because I would love for you to be able to hear some of the remarkable work that she's sharing on relationships and on love.
Access code accepted.
Let's see.
This conference is being recorded.
See if we can hear her and jump on there as we've got those other teachers online, and we'll hear them.
Muted.
And another thing that healthy brains need is a lot of stimulation. So in other words, learning, games, anything that stretches the mind. Sitting and watching TV is not one of them. Good conversation, something, doing puzzles, learning something like, you know, getting out a book to learn with and learning, going to school. Any of those brain stimulation activities, what it does is it allows the brain neurons to continually to build and develop. And then the last thing is movement and oxygenation. So in other words, getting up and moving, you'll oxygenate your brain and it will be happier. So one little tidbit of fact that most people don't realize is that the best indication of brain function at an advanced age is your muscle mass. Most people do, they always said it's either the brains or the brawn, but it's not. It's your muscle mass and your brain go hand in hand. And I know that when I go and I work out, especially if I go lift weights and really get my heart pumping, my brain functions way better. So it's not a good idea to sit around. So
as we're jumping in and jumping out with her, just so you get to hear her vibration and her light. She's so amazing. And it's interesting because as I patch us in and we hear the different instructors on that call, I'm going to have Anastasia come directly on and talk to you, because as she's talking about brain function and she's talking about the body's awareness, the body's enlightenment, the body's joy, the body's pleasure, the body's passion. It's perfect time as we're going into the holiday season, because a lot of times this is when energetically we feel lost. A lot of times we don't have that special someone in our lives, or it's the holiday season and it's New Year's and we don't know whether we're going to be with our beloved on New Year's, or whether we have a New Year's date, or we have children, or it's Christmas and we don't have the money to get people the gifts that we'd like to get people. And then there's all of this food that we are constantly having put in front of us. And one of the most difficult times for any woman or for any man is on Thanksgiving. Because as we talk about relationships, when we go to our family's homes, or even during the holiday season when we're often with our family, there are food pushers. People that come into our lives that actually say, hear this, or just try this, just have a little piece of this, or just have a little piece of pie, or I cook this all day and you're not going to try this. And so very often we find ourselves eating food we would not necessarily be eating. We find ourselves taking things just because they're in front of us. We take things because we don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. We don't want to feel bad. Somebody pours us a drink. It's an eggnog or a sugary drink. It has whipped cream on top, or there's holiday candy or holiday cookies. And we feel because it's there, it's only there once a year, we might should probably have the holiday cookie, or we don't want to insult somebody, or it's our boyfriend's mother or our girlfriend's parents, or somebody made this for us, or our children made us breakfast in bed. And whatever it is that your brain is telling you is not what your body is telling you. And your body looks at all of the sugar and all of these carbs and all of this food, and your body is not really wanting to indulge in all of this. And if you listen to your body, you would know. And so in my How to Lose Weight During the Holidays class, I teach you really easily, really simply. When you go to a party, drinks to order that are wonderful, fulfilling, satiating, satisfying, spectacular drinks that are going to blow your mind and not give you the calories or the guilt that you've had before. How you can take a plate and the way that you can go down a buffet table with your plate, and just by where you put the food on the plate, by positioning the food in a different order, what you eat first, what you eat second, what you eat third, whatever that is, changes the way that your body digests the food and therefore speeds up the metabolism to be able to help you lose that weight, that there are zero calorie foods that you can actually eat with, you know, whatever you're having in the buffet. And once you learn to do that, it becomes second nature, like walking and breathing. And then it doesn't matter if you're at a Christmas buffet, at a Sunday buffet, if you're at a funeral service, that any time that you see a buffet, for now, for the rest of your life, you will naturally put food on the plate in the order in which I share. You will be full, you will be happy, you will be satisfied, and your body will look absolutely dynamic and spectacular. And so for that, I am happy to share how to get through the holidays. I also love where people park. You know, I belong to a very elite, very expensive, very cushy, very spectacular gym that is just dynamic. And they have valet parking. And I have always found that hysterical, that there is valet parking at the gym. Because to me, there's nothing like being able to walk, nothing like being able to exercise. And when you are parked literally, you know, a mile away at the Christmas season carrying bags, you're getting exercise. When you are walking through the mall, you are getting exercise. When you are decorating your Christmas tree and you are climbing that ladder up and climbing that ladder down and climbing that ladder up and climbing that ladder down, you are getting exercise. When you are putting the tree on top of your car and you are heaving and hoeing, you are getting exercise. When you are wrapping presents, your arms, your biceps, your triceps. And so there are things that you can do to stay fit, to stay trim, to stay happy, to stay healthy. And if you are getting married during the holiday season, there are colors, there are plants, there are foods that can energize your body, entice you, entice your mate like never before. So all of these steps, all of these stages of going through physical transformation to be able to have the body of your dreams, the life of your dreams. And those messages that we have in our brains saying that I have a body just like my mom, or I have my aunt so-and-so's thighs, or I have so-and-so's waist, or, you know, are all messages that you can just, like on a computer, hit delete. You are a unique individual being with light and energy and love and the embodiment of a goddess or a god. And each one of you has the ability to live and to lead the life of your dreams, have the body of your dreams, have the health of your dreams, have wellness of your dreams. There is not a single illness that cannot be literally reversed, realigned, recalibrated by taking in that energy and that light and everything that is out there today. People are going to say, how can you say that? How can you say that? Every illness is birthed from somewhere. Every disease is birthed from somewhere. Every discontentment is birthed from somewhere. And finding the stem of where that is. And I'm not talking about a baby or a childhood illness, or we have all these, you know, rare diseases or somebody that's coming in and they're working on research or something. I'm talking about something that you yourself as an individual have created, have birthed, have grown inside yourself out of anger, out of pain, out of insecurity, out of fear, out of smoking, out of, you know, their diet, out of whatever it is in the way that you have been leading and living your life that has been out of alignment from the life that you knew that you were meant to lead or live when you were a small child, when you were a small baby. And so when I take you back and we go back to that time when you were small and you remember, did you ride a bike because your parents fought? And that was the way you got out of the house. Did you ride a bike because that was your transportation to school? Did you ride a bike because your friends rode and that was a way for you to be connected to your friends? Or did you ride a bike because that was the motion you loved? When you connect the why your body moved and you know the why it moved when it was in joy, when it was in happiness, when it was just natural for you to pick that sport, that being that motion, that is what I want to reconnect you with. In your life, in your dreams, in your passion, in your sexuality, in your relationships with your spouses, your children, your family, and mostly yourself. So more when we return here on Hourglass Bride and Bridal Talk Radio on our new home, Om Time. I love being here with all of you, going through your life, going through your fitness, going through your happiness, going through your health. What brings you life?
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Free your mind with OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hourglass Bride, we were trying to connect today with Anastasia Chopoulos, and as we were connecting in, and we have all these teachers teaching over there, and I certainly would love you to hear her work because she's just absolutely brilliant. And I promise you, we'll bring her back on. So half an hour. I was trying to patch you in to hear some of her workshop. and seminar, but as, you know, they are in different areas and peaking and talking about so many subjects, I want to make sure that it's clear and that you know exactly where she's at. And, you know, I would love you'd hear from the heart and the healing and all of the work that she does. And in working with her, you actually can get healing over the phone. All of these parts of you can be healed. They can be helped. They can be transformed. They can be transmuted. And they can be elevated in consciousness. And she is just genius. She is brilliant. And I am thrilled to bring her on to work with you. And her work, I have just always been so impressed. She's one of the smartest people I've ever met. She's one of the most talented people I've ever met. One of the wisest, one of the most knowledgeable, and certainly the way she shares her information is at such an elevated conscious level that it's not like anything else that I've ever come across. And I certainly would love to be able to connect and share with you, my audience, and my friends. And so we will certainly do that. And it's nice today because I'm able to go through this because so many of you have taken the time to write to me and to ask me about the transform your body, transform your life, and can you really have the body of your dreams? Yes, you can. Can you really have the desired weight? Yes, you absolutely can. Can you really have, you know, all these things that you desire? Yes, you can. And the how you go about doing that. And so I'm happy if you are interested in my Transform Your Body, Transform Your Life programs, or the How to Lose Weight During the Holidays program, which is one of my favorite programs to teach of all times, just because I love the results. And it's interesting, I was teaching class at the Marriott Hotel, in the main ballroom at the Marriott Hotel, and I was teaching how to lose weight during the holidays, and we had so many people in the ballroom that we had to open the doors, and there were people hanging out in the halls. You know, I've been in the mall, Santa Claus just standing up there, and people with their baby carriages and all of their packages and their presents, and they come in, and I taught it in people's living rooms where we had wine and cheese and a roaring fireplace, and a lot of laughter and a lot of joy. And so it's something that I just love sharing, this information that you really can, during the holidays, lose weight and start the new year with the body that you always knew you were meant to have, and just kick off that year feeling amazing. So whether you are in a relationship, whether you have marriage, whether you just had a newborn, whether you have little kids that you are getting through the holidays, don't forget yourself in this process. And if you are a man listening to this show, you too, you know, can have the body. I love when people go through, you know, the football. Have whatever the food is that they have there, and you still can have that body that is ripped, that is virile, that is strong, that is tenacious, that is brave, that is masculine, that is awesome, that is exactly what you want. And so the how to get that body that you have yearned for the new year is absolutely feasible and and technique learning, as I was sharing at the top of the show and through the show, your body, your spirit, your soul, the little you that came in, the beingness of you that absolutely came into this life, knows whether or not you want to run, whether you want to jump, whether you want to fence, whether you want to play water polo, whether you want to play soccer, if you want to play volleyball, if you want to skate, if you want to bike, if you want to hike, if you want to rappel, if you want to skydive, whatever that is, instinctually you know, your body knows, your life knows, you know. I had the most remarkable experience working with somebody who was an editor, and his body, he was very sick and maybe about 100 pounds over the safety of where he should be at that time. And people kept wanting him to go to the beach and play volleyball on the beach. And they wanted to have green drinks and whatever that is. And And I looked at this man. I thought, green drinks are going to make him sick. He's going to hate that. And he's an editor. Look, he's a film editor. And light. And people, not his thing. He was in a room by himself. I took him on an archaeological dig. And the lights and the colors. And oh my God, it was fascinating for him. 30 pounds in 1 month. He lost. He did nothing different other than his body reconnected to the joy, what he loved. He connected movement to what he loved, what he longed for. When you connect to the things that are inside of you, the thing that as a child you knew brought you joy, brought you energy, that you would race out of the house to go to that thing or throw on that team uniform or hang that ribbon or whatever that was that excited you, that your body moved to be part of that, whatever that was for you. When we find that for you and you connect to that, it's like the two pieces to a heart. Your body says, ah, I remember that, and I remember that, and I remember that, oh, and I remember that, and I used to love that. And when you start to connect in that way, and then you wake up and your body can't wait to do that, whatever that thing is that you love, and you can't wait to taste that, whatever that thing is that your body is craving and desiring that fuels that energy, that fuels that light, that fuels that lusciousness, then who you become to yourself, who you become in relationships, who you become to your partner, to your lover, to your family, to your children, to your colleagues, to your friends, each and every one of those things shifts and changes and opens in a delightful and delectable way when you are connected to the you, the authentic you, the aligned you, the healthy you, the wellness you, the fruitful you, the you that's sexy, the you that's scorching, the you that's scintillating, the you that's enticing, the you that's alluring, the you that's playful, the you that's fun, the you that's adventurous, the you that's loving and gentle and kind and brave and bold and masculine and feminine and whatever it is that is the you, the dynamic, beautiful, brilliant, unique expression of beauty and wonder and magic and you. When you connect to that, it's like plugging light. Everything works. The embodiment, what they talk about, enlightening all of those ahas. And so you really can have the body and the life of your dreams. And I know as we're wrapping up this show, I just wanted to let you know that as these holidays approach, as we have Halloween coming up, and we talked about costumes, and we talked about putting on even outfits for our mate to turn them on, or we talked about our children in outfits, and we talk about Thanksgiving, and whether you're cooking or you're going somewhere, or the holidays, if it's Hanukkah, if it's Christmas, or however you celebrate your holidays in your own fashion, bringing in the new year in your very unique own way, if you can connect and align to the you and the gift you give yourself, this holiday season is your pleasure, your joy, your health, your happiness, your well-being, your love, your life will burst open in a way you never knew was possible, and that happily ever after that you have longed for and dreamed of and desired your whole life really is possible. And so I wish it all for you. I wish you the world, and know it's right there. It's right in front of you. And so we look forward to seeing you on Monday on Passionate Living at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, as we step into this holiday season. Love yourself, appreciate yourself, be grateful for yourself and open yourself to the possibility that as this new year bell hits, that you can have the life of your dreams. You can lose weight during the holidays. You can transform your body. You can transform your life. You can recarve, recreate, realign, remaster your body the way that you always knew it was meant to be. And when you do that, you are opening the portal for love, for your heart, for happiness, for the unbridled, and for every wish and want and dream and desire and vision and hope to come true. So this is Nicole Brandon wishing you the happily ever after. I will see you Monday on Passionate Living here on Untitled.